Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today over the phone, we are joined by Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard, and he's going to be providing our biweekly update on the state of Emery County. Commissioner Leonard, always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Hey, you bet. Good to be here.
So another commission meeting the other day with a pretty loaded agenda. You guys tackled a lot of topics, and it's always impressive that you're able to do that in that two-hour time span. But one of the ones that stood out most to me is you guys made a donation to several students from Emery County who are wanting to attend Girls State. So let's talk for a second. What does it mean to you guys to be able to support local youth like that as they pursue these activities?
Yeah, so Girls State... you know, focuses on government relations, how government runs, and a lot of different other skills that they learn. But, yeah, future city council women and future, you know, leaders in the community. So we feel like it's a really good asset to our community for these girls to go to the training and have that experience. So we were more than happy to donate some money to help them get to Girls State.
As a product of the Boys State program, I think, like you said, it's one of those very beneficial things for the community. You learn great leadership skills there. And looking at the group that was at the meeting yesterday, I think they're going to be doing great things as they move on and out of high school. Now, another thing that happened in yesterday's commission meeting was you guys signed another resolution, and it's kind of continuing the theme that we've seen so far this year in protecting public land access in Emery County and the San Rafael Swell. And you guys were specifically in this one, opposing the abuse of the Antiquities Act. So what made you guys want to take action against this?
Yeah, for those of you out there that don't know what this is, so this is a Grand Staircase, Bears Ears. These are national monuments that the president has a little bit of overreach on our communities to, you know, we're not against protecting lands, but we want to be a part of it instead of just a presidential designation. So we've created and supported a resolution that says, hey, you know, whoever the president is, we want to be involved, and we're not interested in presidents taking over our lands. We have enough, you know, concerns with our public lands. We don't need another layer of shutting things down when we don't have a say. So yeah, I think there were some concerns there, so we just wanted to show our stance on this subject.
Yeah, someone once told me that, you know, the people who know how to use this land the best are going to be the people who live with it, who are around it constantly. And I think having a seat at that table would be very important in these designations because, you know, you guys and we all are out in this land. We are the ones who are using it. So I think it'd be good to have a voice in those conversations to decide, you know, what is a national monument, what shouldn't be. So I like what you guys are doing with this resolution. And another thing you guys covered in the meeting was the COVID funds. Those are starting to kind of dwindle, but you guys have some pretty big projects planned with what's remaining of them. So let's talk about those for a second.
Yeah, we're excited. These COVID funds came because of COVID to help support our community with community development. So we have a few projects. A few to mention would be Orangeville City's looking to expand their pickleball court, the rec center looking to redo their bathrooms in the rec center, as well as the complex in Huntington. It's nice to have facilities that are using these funds for those facilities for the public. Also, the road department needed some, they're looking to redo their building out at the landfill, so we want to support that. Our sheriff's office will be purchasing some used vehicles, and so we wanted to support them there. Also, another really cool project would be a ADA park for in Castledale. So this will be a really nice park near the aquatic center. So this would be an all access park for anyone, you know, disabilities and ADA compliant type stuff.
And I always love hearing about those. It's good knowing that you guys are working to make things more accessible for people in the community, namely those children who just might not be able to interact with playground equipment in a way that many people could. So it's good to see that you guys are putting that as a priority and helping develop this ADA playground. And speaking of renovations, driving past the Senior Citizen Center yesterday, you're making some great progress there. That looks like it is nearly complete.
Yes, and it's looking like it's getting really close. Projections would be middle of May, late May. And just to let the public know, that project was also leveraged COVID funds, CIB funds, and so we're way excited about that project. It'll be good for the seniors to have a nice place to be, as well as preparing food to go throughout the county. So it'll have a really nice commercial kitchen in there as well.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what comes of the Senior Citizen Center, because right now my expectations are through the roof just based on how well it's looking right now. And moving away from items that were covered in commission meeting, we got some upcoming events in the county. Of course, it's always good to give a plug for the upcoming Millsite Off-Ice Tournament.
Yeah, Millsite Off-Ice, we've talked about it for a long time. We're praying that we have one for next year on the ice, but at the end of this, 28th, 29th, I believe, will be the Millsite Off-Ice. So get your fishing poles out. We'd love to have you sign up for that tournament.
You know, it's always hard having to rely on Mother Nature for the on-ice part of this, but I like how you guys are still going to host the event despite having to overcome some of those hurdles. Another thing we wanted to touch on that's coming up pretty quickly here is you guys have a customer service training down in Green River coming up.
Yeah, the tourism office is sponsoring a customer service training in Green River, and this is March 26th from 9 a.m. to noon, and this is at the John Wesley Powell Museum. If you want to reach out to the Emory County Tourism Office, if you want to sign up or just attend. But really good for small business owners or any business owner looking to improve their customer service and have some ideas and even network with other businesses to see what they're doing to try to improve businesses in Carbon and Emory County.
And then this last activity I want to touch on with you, it's a few months out, but it is always one of the highlights of the year, and that's the Emory County Fair. And that's it feels like it's far away, but it feels like it's getting closer and closer each day.
It is. We're excited about it. I mean, the county fair brings all of us together and have some fun. So we have some really good plans. We have some carnival rides and bounce houses for the kids, but we also have some really fun activities. The Ranch Rodeo is going to be fantastic. This is a competition between ranchers, doing their normal day tasks, but in a competition. So if you're interested in the Ranch Rodeo, reach out to the county or Misty Christiansen. She's in charge of that. But a lot of cool things for the county fair, and that is the last weekend in July, but that's the 31st, I believe, is on a Thursday. So it bleeds into the first week of August.
So just right around the corner. That's one of my favorite parts of summer. Ever since I was a little kid growing up in Emory County, was heading to the fair. Just so much fun to be had there. I think a good way to close this out, Commissioner, would be doing our biweekly spotlight. And we were talking a little bit before we came on air, but the search and rescue team, in addition to their normal duties, they've been putting in the work, trying to get that additional training to get ready for the summer season.
Yeah, I think they're a great one to spotlight. Going back a little bit, we are remodeling a room at the sheriff's office to hold their gear. So that was a cool project, but that's ongoing. But also the amazing people in our community that go out there and when someone's in trouble, whether it's a local or someone from out of town, it doesn't matter. They're leaving. They're trying to help. Just amazing people that are on our search and rescue. And they get called out quite often throughout the summer. And just a great group of ladies and gentlemen, and we just wanted to give them a highlight.
Now, Commissioner, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
No, just I guess, and I've mentioned this before, but, try to look for those around that need support or a helping hand. It always builds camaraderie when we try to serve those around us and try to help those in need. So as you look for those opportunities, it builds our community. So I'll be looking for opportunities this week as well.
Well, Commissioner, thank you as always for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. We were talking about what's happening down in Emery County. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.